You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Buffalo, New York. It's Eric. It's the fan. What's going on, Eric?
Hey, I'm in the Buffalo area, as I told the guy just now. I was going to say, they got them all over the internet. But he asked me a question just now. Would you buy one? I go, no, I want a ring. I want a championship shirt. You know, I've been a Knicks fan since Bob McAdoo and all that stuff. And when he went to the Knicks.
Yeah.
You know? And,
no, Eric, it's been a long time, 73. I mean, it's been a long time.
Love the Patrick Ewing years and all them guys. That's when I was, you know, playing sports more, and I'm getting older now. But those were great years, except for one year when OJ decided to become whatever. But I'll never forget that, watching them in Houston and that game got taken off. You know, I'm in Buffalo, like I said, and I listen to WFAN 66, so I love this. I love it 24/7, you know, whenever I'm home, you know.
I appreciate
kind of disabled. And, you know, we have WGR 550 Buffalo, and, you know what, I'm a diehard Bills fan, too, don't get me wrong. I love Josh Allen. I hate we didn't do nothing for him. For the wide receiving area, it's a ridiculous what they did. You know, it's weird.
No,
I'm a Knicks fan. I'm a Braves fan when it comes to baseball. I mean, I love my Braves. I'm glad they won leagues for me, for whoever the fans. But the thing I think, but I just like all your shows. I mean, sometimes I can't sleep at night. I'll listen to whoever, you know, that one guy. Sorry about it. I'm getting old, like you said, the names. But, you know,
yeah, I got you. Big fan. Eric, how long does winter last up in Buffalo? Like, when does it
right
begin?
Now it's thawing, but we'll get killed again, you know that.
Like, give me a range. When does it start? It starts, like, November and lasts until what, March?
I'd say, anywhere from November to April.
Oh, April. Wow.
Sometimes April, sometimes not. But right now it's all thawing out and it's kind of mucky up there, but we all know where that's just a little Indian summer or whatever, Indian winter, we'll call it. Native American in.
No, I got you, Eric. I got you. I mean, it's cold up there. I mean, it just is. But appreciate you listening to the fan as much as you do. Jimmy and Dix Hills up next to the fan. What's going on, Jimmy?
Hey, great show as always. Before my Mets point, I love when callers call and they're GMs and they say, okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to give you a cat and a bench player. And you're going to give us a top five guy. You know, like, doesn't that sound good? You know, like, no, it sounds good to us, but it doesn't sound good to anybody else. But very rarely do callers call up and give you a deal. I don't even have one right now. And as far as the Mets go, you know, what did we do last year? We did nothing. Like, we needed changes. I'm going to stay and say, okay, I'm going to stick with Stearns, and let's see what he does. Like, I'm not giving up on Stearns, and I didn't want to give this guy the five-year deal. And Diaz is a great player, was a great player. Who knows what the future holds for Diaz? And we've seen him blow up, too. So let's see what this guy can do. It's not over. This is spring training, isn't it, next week? I think it's crazy that Mets fans are just so erratic, and they just say, like, us guys, small market. I think he's a smart guy. He knows what he's going to do.
Jimmy, there's a lack of trust.
Well, what did we do last year? Terribly, right?
No, it was
awful. We have to make changes.
Right, I understand that, but Jimmy, was were the issues on the team last year, and I get they weren't a great situational hitting team, and I get all the changes that they made on the coaching staff. Was it a position player issue, or was it a pitching issue?
How was the polar bear the year before?
Yeah, he wasn't great, but right? He hit an amazing home run against Devin Williams in that playoff game, an elimination game against Milwaukee.
And I was there. It was probably one of the best games I've ever been to because of him. But you can't get caught up in past. You can't. Not if you're going to win. We haven't won in so long. And that's why, going back to the Knicks, I love what they're doing. I don't want to give up anything for Giannis right now. I mean, if this caller has the right plan, yeah, okay, of course I'm doing that. But let's stay the course. This guy only made one mistake so far, the GM for the Knicks. He overpaid for Bridges. But Bridges is still a nice player. Other than that, I trust that GM. I'm going to trust both GMs until I can't trust them anymore.
Yeah, I mean, Jimmy, and I get it. And you're more of an optimistic. You want to see exactly when the painting's done. Then you'll judge the artist and see what the piece of artwork looks like and see if you want to hang it on, in your living room. But there are going to be Met fans, and this is what makes this city great, that are going to be reactionary to what is going on in the here and now. And I don't blame the Met fan for being upset. I don't blame the Met fan for having a lack of trust. I don't blame the Met fan to wanting to have Alonso being a part of it when this team does get to a World Series. Like, I get it. I get it. That comes along with it. He's a guy that you know, that you love, and has given you great, memorable moments over the course of, 6 years as a Met. Jay in Newark's up next to the fan. What's going on, Jay?
Hi, Mark. I'm a big fan of your show. My message is for the Met fans.
Yeah.
Yo, Met fans, they got to relax for a second. David Stearns was hired to build a sustainable winner, not to panic buy every free agent in December, okay? He inherited a roster, a payroll mess, and an aging core. You don't fix that in one offseason. Let the man do his job. I mean, that's what he was hired to do.
Yeah, is Nimmo 38 and I missed it?
No, but I mean, I would understand if they want to go long-term with some younger core. You know what I mean? That's the only logical explanation I could think of.
Well, he wants to, I guess there were issues in the clubhouse when you look at Brandon Nimmo, and I guess Lindor. Lindor did not give a congratulatory call to Juan Soto after he signed the $765 million deal. Welcome to the team. That created issues. There wasn't that warmth and love. Not everyone got along and saw eye to eye. See, Jay, I look at last year's issues more as self-inflicted than anything else. Like, Montas was a terrible signing. That was a David Stearns signing. And that was one, the decision, to Manaea regressed this upcoming year, dealing with injuries. You look at Kodai Senga and ability to go out there and stay healthy. The way that the staff was put together, the lack of depth when you're looking at the pitching rotation to deal with any sort of injuries whatsoever, the Hail Mary to call up all the youngsters that they did at the end of the year, the back end of the bullpen, and the way that it performed, the guys that they brought in at the MLB trade deadline that clearly underperformed. So, like, you look at it, a lot of it or some of it was, self-inflicted when you're looking at David Stern's vision. So Met fans are then going to look at it and say, well, am I necessarily going to lean into and buy into what David Stearns is doing now and say, yeah, you know what? This is going to be great. And you're a little bit, maybe you're optimistic. We've had a lot of Met fans and a couple now call up and say, you know what? I believe I'm going to give them time. Let's see exactly what the finished product is. But that's where the criticism comes along with it. Kyle and Ringwood's up next to the fan. What's going on, Kyle?
Moose, how are you, bud?
I'm doing well, Kyle. How are you?
I'm good. I'm going to change the subject here a little bit.
Yeah.
I got to go and talk about the Jets front office and what they're doing right now. We don't need to trade our picks wherever they land in the draft, right? So why would we trade up multiple first-round draft picks that we own to get Fernando Mendoza, right? So this guy might just sit on the bench, but the first year, what we need to do and what we need to do right now is trade for Joe Milton. I sent this past BT the other day.
Joe Milton?
Yeah. Get him off the Cowboys. The guy can throw 100 yards.
Yeah.
The guy can run.
So could Kyle Bowler.
You got an offensive line. You still have Breece Hall. You need a quarterback for Garrett Wilson that can throw the ball. And we keep our draft picks. A lot of people don't understand that the Jets hold so many picks over the next 2 years. And this year alone, there are so many defensive players that can make changes for the Jets' defense.
Right. Okay, so can I ask you a question? Why wasn't Milton successful at Michigan?
Probably not right coordinator. I mean, we're talking athletic.
Really? Why wasn't he like this end-all, be-all at Tennessee?
Look, I'm just trying to get quarterbacks on the team to get, you know, the right players that we have our draft picks for, right? You can have everything on the bench, right? You got Joe Milton. You got Brady Cook. Tyrod's going to go.
Yeah, those are not answers. Tyrod's an answer to a backup quarterback. Brady Cook's not an answer. Neither is Joe Milton.
You don't think?
I know, I don't. I don't
but
think.
At the 18th, let's say wherever the Colts fall to, we can't draft Diego Pavia, who is a Baker Mayfield-esque, I want to win type quarterback.
Yeah, I think Pavia is a good college quarterback. I don't know if he's a good NFL quarterback.
I mean,
and he embarrassed himself after the comments he made after he lost out on the Heisman as well, and then quickly apologized and walked him back.
Well, I mean, come on. Kids make mistakes.
No, kids do. Right? Kyle, we get Joe Milton is athletically gifted, as is Justin Fields. I told you at the time when the Jets said, you know, and Jet fans were goo goo gaga, dual threat quarterback and Justin Fields, and the Jets were, you know, going to tell you that, you know, he's going to turn a corner. He's a tantalizing talent. I mean, Justin Fields is remarkably gifted athletically. He's not a quarterback. Yeah, I mean, he's not an NFL quarterback. He might have been a five-star recruit, and he was coming out of high school, went to Georgia, went to Ohio State, good enough to play in college. There's a different level playing in the National Football League. And when the game does not slow down and you can't look at secondary and tertiary wide receivers and you can't go through it and have a tendency to just hold the ball as Justin Fields did, it's not sustainable. And there was no turning point. So the Jets took a shot, and I agree. Now, you want to say, well, go get Joe Milton. Like, I don't think that's an answer to anything the Jets are looking for. Joe Milton can go out there, and he's a ridiculous athlete. Joe Milton could throw the ball probably 95 yards in the air. Doesn't mean that he's going to be a good NFL quarterback. I'm not saying he can't be a backup quarterback, but the reason why the Jets would move draft choices conceivably to go get Mendoza out of Indiana would be if they deem him to be a franchise quarterback. Because none of those guys that you mentioned are franchise quarterbacks. Taylor's a backup. I like him as a backup, but he's a backup. But the problem with Tyrod Taylor is he doesn't stay healthy. Joe Milton's a backup. Brady Cook, I have no idea what he is. So that would be the understanding when you're looking at, you know, I'm going to give up draft capital because I'm going to go out there and resolve and get my franchise quarterback and get an answer to the most important position in professional sports. Let's head out to East Meadow. It's Chris. It's the fan. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, how's it going, guys? First time caller, long time listener.
Oh, welcome aboard.
Thank you. So I would like to talk about the Mets. And about 2 years ago, without Juan Soto, they went to the playoffs because they had an all-around better lineup with Pete. Now, last year, they had Pete and Juan Soto, and they tanked. What makes this upcoming year different than 2 years ago. If we just have Juan Soto and no more Pete, it goes back to 2 years ago if we have a better lineup with better pitching, which means I think we could go farther if Stearns and Cullen get all this together.
Well, what version of Mark Vientos am I getting?
Ooh. Oof. Good question. Good question.
Like, am I getting the Mark Vientos from 2 years ago, or am I getting Mark Vientos from this past year?
I'm praying we get Mark Vientos from 2 years ago.
Yeah, where Mark Vientos looked like a young power hitter, hit big-time pitching, had clutch moments, all of those things, where he looked like a burgeoning star in Major League Baseball. And then this past year, he fell flat on his face.
Who said Brett Beatty can't be that guy this year?
And maybe he can. I mean, Chris, I mean, that's where the gamble is. I mean, I've seen
Alvarez,
it. But here's
Alvarez,
the thing with Vientos 80. Is, like, you've seen it. Like, to that level.
Yeah.
Like, Vientos, like, that was special, what he did in those playoffs. It really was. Like, it was where you counted him as being a solution, and then this past year was nothing of the sort. You know, Beatty improved. He wasn't to the level that Vientos was during that run to the NLCS. But, yeah, I mean, I'm not telling you that the Mets are going to stink in 2026. I want to take a wait-and-see approach. I'm just telling you that the loss of Diaz surprised me. The loss of Alonso did not.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Check the latest lines on the BetMGM app. Catch You Better You Bet weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern. And You Better You Bet countdown to kickoff Sundays 11:01 Eastern time, leading you up to kickoff on the BetMGM network and the Odyssey app. What's going on, Nick? How you doing, brother?
What's going on, buddy? Good to be on with you here today on a Thursday.
Yes, no doubt. Football game tonight. What do you like in terms of, you know, when you're looking at the Rams and Seahawks?
Yeah, I think, Moose, it's a fascinating game, like a fascinating handicap tonight, where it's going to rain tonight in Seattle. If you look at the weather forecast, it actually says, like, definite rain. That is verbatim what it says. So it will be raining tonight in Seattle, which I do think kind of like adds a little fun to the handicap of this game, where I don't know if that means we'll see less scoring necessarily, but you know, I think, yep, we've never seen a Thursday night football game with two teams with 11 wins before, so you can make a case this is the biggest Thursday night game in the history of the National Football League, and add a little rain to the equation to make it a little interesting. Now, we are not expecting Devontae Adams to play in tonight's game. I would be shocked if Devontae played after the hamstring injury he suffered on Sunday in the Rams' win over the Lions. And why this is so interesting in this particular matchup, and I'm going to get a little like football nerdy with people for a moment, and I want people, like, when you watch the game tonight, to kind of view things through this lens. I think it'll make it really fun. Rams offense versus Seahawks defense. So the Rams have been leaning into this year, Moose, especially recently, a lot of 13 personnel, which is one receiver, three tight ends. And it's been a huge departure for Sean McVay as he's kind of evolved his offense as the years have gone on. And they have slammed teams with three tight ends on the field. Now, you know, if you have Devontae and Puka Nacua, it gives you the option to do something else, right? You could run sets with two receivers. You could run sets with three receivers because you have two incredible wideouts in Puka and Devontae Adams. With Devontae out tonight, I think it kind of forces the Rams' hand a little bit, where I think you'll see the Rams kind of forced to be in this 13 personnel look a lot. And if I know that, then Seattle knows that. And Seattle's head coach and great yacht rock singer, Mike McDonald, he is kind of referred to, Moose, as like the McVay of defense. He's like the young defensive innovator that's kind of like the answer to like the Kyle Shanahan tree. And is he going to be able to scheme something up to stop this personnel grouping that's been pretty unstoppable over the course of the year? They did a nice job against it when they played a couple weeks ago. So that would be, I think, the first step in the handicap for tonight's game. Can Seattle's defense slow down that Rams personnel grouping that has destroyed teams all year long? And the second part, and this is where we lose the football nerd stuff, and let's just talk some narratives here.
Yeah.
Do you trust Sam Darnold to play well in a big game? And I think that's a question that resonates, especially here locally in New York, because of what Jets fans watch for so many years. And in every big game that he's played in, whether it's, you know, last year's Sunday Night Football final game in Detroit, wild card round in Los Angeles against the Rams a couple weeks ago, threw four picks in that game where Rams defensive coordinator Chris Shula has kind of shoved them in a locker. Do you think Sam Darnold can play well tonight? Because if you do, I think Seattle's going to win this game if Sam Darnold plays well. But that's a really tough button for me to click. I do have props, Moose, that I like in the game. If you made me bet the game, I would bet the Rams because I don't trust Darnold. But I really do think it's really close, too close to call. Seattle, I think, is a deserved small home favorite, less than 3 points.
Nick, when do you get to a point where you trust Sam?
Can he ball out tonight? Can he play well and like kind of slay the Rams? Can they get the number one seed?
Like, if he plays well tonight, do you think the Darnold question gets answered?
I don't know if it gets fully answered. I don't know if it gets answered until he plays well in and wins a playoff game.
Okay.
But I'll tell you what, like, so let's say he doesn't play well tonight and the Seahawks lose. They're still very likely to be the 5 seed, right, in the NFC as the highest rated or the wild card team with the best record, which means they would go. And by the way, this is the Rams don't win the division also. Will very likely go on the road wild card weekend at either Tampa or Carolina, where, like, the Rams, and I know that Tampa beat Seattle earlier in the season. Seattle's way better than Tampa at this point in the year.
No doubt.
And if it's Seattle, right? So Seattle's the 5. Seattle at Carolina. Seattle at Tampa. The Seahawks will absolutely be favored in either of those games. So if he plays poorly in tonight's game, would you bet Seattle as a small road favorite in those games? I'm not saying I wouldn't, just that I think it's an interesting thing to think about and something we may be faced with here coming up in a couple weeks at the start of the postseason. For me, Moose, that question gets answered when he plays well in and wins a playoff game.
All right. When you look at it, anything from a prop perspective tonight, Nick?
Yeah, let's dive a little deep here. So with Devontae Adams out, and I think the Sunday morning You Better You Bet listeners, Moose, will be familiar with this name because we bet this guy to score a touchdown in the London game the Rams played, and they destroyed the Jaguars in that game. Kanata Mumfield, like Hakuna Matata. Kanata Mumfield, Mumfield and Sons, I will wait
Hakuna
for you.
Hakuna Matata.
There you go. It's a wonderful phrase, especially when you win money. So last week against and this is, you know, all the evidence that we can go off of, right?
Yeah.
So last week against the Lions, Mumfield played way ahead of Jordan Whittington and Tutu Atwell. If you don't know who these guys are, like, I do the work so you don't have to. That's okay. They are like the Rams receivers behind Devontae Adams and Puka Nacua. So Mumfield played way more snaps than the other Rams receivers, which I think probably means that if you take Devontae Adams out of the equation, that Mumfield now becomes the receiver that runs the second most routes. Now, again, listen, remember what I said earlier. I think the Rams will mostly be in formations tonight, and maybe McVay throws a curveball and he's like, listen, like, they know this is coming. I'm going to do something different and spread it out and have four receivers on the field. I think that's what makes this game really interesting, right? But my sense is that Mumfield will be the Rams receiver that plays the second most snaps tonight. The tight ends may play more snaps. I'm saying wide receiver. His receiving yards prop, Mumfield, somewhere in the range of 9.5, 10.5 at BetMGM. I like that over. I also like him to score a touchdown tonight. Kanata Mumfield for the LA Rams.
I love it. Nick, I want to ask you, and we're talking with Nick Costos. Obviously, You Better You Bet weekdays 3 to 7 Eastern time. Catch him Sunday mornings right here before the Football Sunday Show with myself, 8 to 9 a.m. Eastern time. Also, You Better You Bet countdown and kickoff Sundays 11 to 1 Eastern time on the BetMGM Network and the Odyssey app. Nick, before we get to the Sunday NFL games and get your thoughts there, I'm curious in terms of the four-pack of college football playoff games that we're going to see. One Friday night, three on Saturday. Anything there that you like between the four matchups?
Yeah, I'll give you my most confident pick to start. And actually, I want to just see what the number is right now, because I know like the favorite flipped in the Oklahoma-Alabama game, which is tomorrow night. That's the first game of the playoff. Just searching it right here. Okay, so Oklahoma is now about a 1-point home favorite. This opened Alabama as a small favorite. And again, that's tomorrow night in Norman. So these games, these four games, are all played on campuses. So there is a home game here. These are not neutral site games. So just a little background on this game, Moose. These two teams, Bama and Oklahoma, played in Tuscaloosa back on November 15th. And I bet Alabama in the game. I bet -5.5. They closed 6. Oklahoma beat them outright. And if you look in the box score after the game, Alabama kind of thoroughly outplayed Oklahoma in the game, but turned the ball over 3 times, and that's how Oklahoma was able to register the win. So you would think, like, oh, well, now I'm just going to like Alabama again because, you know, Oklahoma probably got lucky the first time. I actually love Oklahoma tomorrow night. The reason why, Alabama can't run the ball. Like, they are, whether it's, and I don't think the audience cares about, like, this in depth, but, like, yeah, like, the running back's been injured, their offensive line, like, their running game is ineffective is all that matters. So they're really one-dimensional. Oklahoma, their defensive coordinator is, their head coach is Brent Venables, who is the former Clemson defensive coordinator, absolute stud defensive coordinator at the collegiate level. I think they're going to be really easy to game plan for, Alabama. Like, Oklahoma knows what they're going to have to do. Oklahoma has a better defense. Oklahoma has better special teams. And there's a big question, Moose, as to the health of Alabama quarterback Ty Simpson. So I love Oklahoma tomorrow night. Now, if you're listening to this right now or watching this on YouTube, shout out to you. You know, the point spread of the game is 1. Like, it's not, I'm not trying to paint this as the best bet of all time. The betting market says it's a coin flip. I really like Oklahoma. Do whatever the hell you want, you, the person listening or watching. And the rest of the games, just very quickly, I think Oregon blows out JMU. I don't know if I'll have a cent of money on that game. I would bet Oregon if I had to. I bet Ole Miss -17 against Tulane. Those two teams played back in September, and Ole Miss won 45-17. I don't care that Lane Kiffin's not there anymore. I do like Ole Miss against Tulane. And I did bet Miami +3.5 against Texas A&M. That's the early game on Saturday. And for people wondering, like, why are the best games on Friday night and Saturday during the day? Because the NFL has 2 games on Saturday, and college football wants the audience like to watch the best college football games. Miami and Texas A&M, Moose, to me, are like equals. A&M is home, and that's why A&M's favored. If you're going to give me more than 3, I'll take it. So give me 3.5 with Miami on Saturday at noon against Texas A&M.
All right, Nick, let's get to the second game doubleheader on Saturday in the NFL, and that's Bears and Packers in Chicago. Obviously, no Micah Parsons, done for the year, torn ACL when you're looking at Green Bay. You know, a 10-4 Chicago team, 9-4-1 Packer team coming off the loss last Sunday in Denver against the Broncos. The Bears are a slight home favorite.
Yeah, so And at BetMGM, I think, and the books are all over the place on this game. I just want to see where we're at here, because if you like the Chicago Bears, you can still bet +1 right now. The Bears are still the dog right now.
Okay.
At Lambeau. So just like the betting market thinks the game's a coin flip, right? So I think there's something, Moose, that we still have to have figured out as far as injuries go with this game, and it's the Bears receivers. So Roma Dunze, and this sucked for fantasy owners last week, for fantasy football players, because Roma Dunze was, you know, we were told at 11:30 a.m. Eastern last week he was going to play, and then he, like, re-aggravated his foot injury, like, 5 minutes before kickoff and ended up not playing in the game. So my guess is Roma Dunze is probably not going to play. Luther Burden, who's actually Chicago's best wide receiver, their rookie second rounder out of Missouri, has not practiced yet this week. We don't have a practice report yet for today. And if he doesn't play, now you're facing a Bears receiver group that really is just like DJ Moore and like Olamide Zaccheaus and like the rookie tight end Colston Loveland. It becomes a lot easier for Green Bay and, you know, Giants rumored head coaching candidate Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley to defend. And it looks like Christian Watson's going to play in this game. Green Bay's best receiver. He went down. I thought he broke his collarbone last week against the Broncos when he got injured. It looks like he's going to play. So if we get to a situation, Moose, where Watson's playing and Burden and Odunze are out, I'm going to like Green Bay in the game, but I don't have the answers to those questions yet. So a lean for me right now towards the Green Bay Packers.
All right, late window on Sunday. You got two good matchups, Jaguars and Broncos in Denver. You know, two double-digit win teams. Denver, obviously, 12-2 on the season. Steelers and Lions in Detroit, 2-8-6 teams. I guess dealer's choice of those two games. You like anything there?
Yeah, I think I'm going to bet Jacksonville just to win. And I have not placed that bet yet. And it's Thursday, right? So we're still kind of early in the NFL betting week. We still don't have, we have less than half of the injury information available to us right now. So things can and probably will change. I would encourage people to check out my Sunday morning show where we'll finalize everything. I'm leaning towards the Jaguars, Moose. And the reason why, and I actually don't mean this to be disrespectful to Bo Nix, who I actually think he was excellent last week against Green Bay. Trevor Lawrence right now is playing some of the best football of his career. I actually think he is playing the best football of his career right now. And if you're going to give me a full three with the Jaguars, I'd be interested in that. And if Trevor Lawrence is going to ball out in this game, I'll just take the Jaguars to win. So I haven't placed that bet yet, but if you made me pick it right now, I would bet Jacksonville plus the three and Jacksonville to win the game.
Anything with the two locals, Jets and Saints, Giants, Vikings?
Well, I'll just say this about the Giants.
Right.
You know, I'm going to go a little out of order here with the three final opponents. So it's Vikings, Raiders, Cowboys, but that's not really a catchy acronym. So Giants fans, here's what I want everybody to say and get this kind of ingrained in your dome. VCR. VCR. Vikings, Cowboys, Raiders. Final three games of the season. Here are the marching orders for Giants fans. Lose all three games. Lose all three. Losing is winning. You lose all three, doubt has been removed. Joe Shane and everybody, they're out, and the Giants get the number one overall pick in the draft. And it's not even like I want the Giants to use the number one overall pick, because it would either be on a quarterback, and I like Jackson Dart, or like Ohio State edge rusher Arvell Reese or Miami edge rusher Reuben Bain, and the Giants took Abdul Carter, took Kayvon Thibodeau, traded for and then paid Brian Burns and took Dexter Lawrence. Like, they have enough high-priced players on the defensive line. You get the number one pick so you can trade it. Because all these morons, I almost cursed just now, all these morons out there that think this is some great roster are mistaken, because they are, again, one of the worst teams in the league, and it needs a lot of help. Get the number one pick, trade it to a team that wants Fernando Mendoza, acquire more assets, and let's rebuild this and get back to the glory days. Do I think the Giants are going to win? Of course not. I think they're going to lose to Minnesota. I would only bet the Vikings. Jets Saints is a little more interesting. Moose, I have bet the Saints each of the last 2 weeks, talked about it on my show on Sundays and on my weekday show on You Better You Bet. That's betting New Orleans as an underdog. It's one thing to bet New Orleans plus 2.5 at home or plus 8 on the road. Now, like, you're laying 4.5, which means that in order for the Saints to win your bet, if you place it, they have to win the game by like 6, 7, or 10 points, knowing the math of the NFL. Now, can they do that? Yeah, like, Brady Cook didn't look great last week. The Jets were terrible. Like, they fired the defensive coordinator. Would I bet the Saints in the game? Probably not. I don't know if I trust New Orleans at this point to win a game by margin. It's way different if they have to win a close game or lose by not a lot than to win by margin. So a lean for me towards the Jets. I don't know if I'll bet the game.
Nick, is there anything? I know it's only Thursday, but is there any game that we haven't hit upon? We hit upon only a few, all the college games that you love, adore, anything coming up on Sunday?
Yeah, let's take a look. Okay, I'll give you two. The Patriots on Sunday night are a 3-point dog in Baltimore. Yeah, I kind of really don't agree with that. I still don't think Lamar Jackson's fully healthy. Drake May obviously is, even if the Patriots yacked it away last Sunday to the Buffalo Bills. Patriots plus +3. I think the Patriots can easily win that game on the road in Baltimore on Sunday night. And the other one would be, and this is kind of like, let's see what happens with injuries. I think Dallas might slam the Chargers on Sunday. The Chargers have, you know, beat in consecutive weeks. They beat the Eagles and they beat the Chiefs, right? The teams that played in last year's Super Bowl. Jalen Hurts turned the ball over 5 times on Monday night, and Kansas City is just like, was dead team walking, and then Mahomes tore his ACL. Very quietly, and this is not an anti-Justin Herbert thing, Moose, because he's been great.
Yeah.
Their offense, like, stinks. Like, it's not very good. And if you want to view this from a fantasy perspective, like, who are you excited to start right now on the Chargers offense? Like, you're going to start Omari and Hampton because he's their starting running back. You'll start Ladd McConkey, I guess. Do you feel good about any of these guys?
No,
you feel good about
not.
Herbert? You don't, right? And not that Dallas's defense is a world beater, but I think Dallas can score on this Chargers defense, and I don't know if the Chargers can score enough to keep up. So I do like Dallas. I don't know how I'm going to bet Dallas yet, but I do like the Cowboys on Sunday against the Chargers.
All right, Nick, before I let you go, if you've got one Christmas song to play to get into the holiday spirit, what would it be?
It's a great question. I love Christmas music. You know that, though.
I do know that. That's why I asked the question. I know. I've known you a long time. Wacko for Flacco, yes.
Yeah, I think the number one, the 1.01, the number one overall pick in the first round of Christmas song drafts, and there are so many great choices. I think it has to be Nat King Cole's version of the Christmas song, which is Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire.
Fantastic.
But and I will, Moose, for people interested. Can I give a cheap plug very quickly?
Yeah, no doubt. Absolutely. Floor's yours.
On Instagram at the Kostos, THEKOSTOS. Like, I hate Twitter, but I still post there because it's like important for work, even though it sucks. At the Kostos, THEKOSTOS. I have been building over the course of this holiday season, because I love Christmas music, I'm building a playlist on Apple Music of what I consider to be the definitive version of each of the best Christmas songs. So, like, there are a million versions, for example, of the Christmas song, which is the Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire. I believe that Nat King Cole's version is the best. There are a million versions of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Frank Sinatra's is the best. So it's one song. So you won't get multiples. One song, what I consider to be the best one. I will put that on social media next week leading up to the holidays for anyone that's interested. And maybe you're not interested, and that's fine. But since you asked, there's my answer.
I love it. Nick, you're the best. I really do. Do we have it? No, we do not. I thought we were going to close it out with a little Nat King Cole. But that is a great 1.01. It really
what would yours be?
That's up there. I love Do They Know It's Christmas? That's another one that I absolutely love.
Is that the Feed the World song?
Yes, correct.
Yeah, it's a great song.
Yes.
Great song.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Boy George is in there. I mean, that's another great one. I like, you know what else one I love? Underrated? Silver Bells. Silver and Gold by Burl Ives.
Well, I would say that Silver Bells is also fantastic. I have that. I think Elvis has the best version of Silver Bells.
Oh. Great. Christmas, it puts you right in the, like I'm in the kitchen, I put it up on Google. It's great. Listen to it. It puts you in the best spirit ever.
So this has got, we got a couple Dean Martin songs on this, like Marshmallow World is a Dean Martin classic, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Dean Martin. Got some good Bing Crosby songs on this, a couple Mel Torme's. Oh yeah, love this.
Nick, you're the best, brother. Appreciate it. Good luck with all your plays tonight, and I'll be listening to you on Sunday morning, man.
Appreciate it. Wishing everybody minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck. And I know it's been said, Moose, many times, many ways, but Merry Christmas, my friends, to you.
Merry Christmas, teens. Nick's the best. That was the host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Kostos. Insider Calls presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary for all your betting and sports talk needs. Check out the BetMGM Network on the Odyssey app.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to.
Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
And give a shout out to the Stanford Old Timers Association. Earlier this month, I had the great honor to be their national honoree, which was awesome. Gave a speech, I think, and Russo was there, and Bobby Valentine was there. And want to thank first off, and tragic news about the passing of Bob Robustelli, who gave me the call that day to be the national honoree, and then. Tragically passed away a number of weeks later. So thoughts and prayers go out to the Robustelli family and Bob, obviously his impact and his dad's impact as far as a legendary being New York Giant, but Bob Robustelli's impact on the city of Stanford is unquestioned in terms of sports and on the community and with families and everything like that. Unquestioned, he's going to be dearly missed. But I'll tell you, there's nothing like trying to put together, and, you know, they were like, oh, you know, put together a speech 10, 15 minutes long. And, like, I took public speaking. People think I went to Syracuse. I'm wearing a Syracuse hoodie today. And, oh, you must have went to Newhouse. No, I went to the College of Visual and Performing Arts. So I was learning more theory and everything like that and political speech writing and public speaking. So it was not a broadcast journalism major. But putting together a speech where it's snappy, it's funny, and you try and have a good time with it is a little bit more difficult. And I give credit to all those that are great speech writers, anything else. I delivered it. I didn't fall over myself, made fun of Russo a little bit, brought up some Mike and the Mad Dog stories and everything like that. But it was just a tremendous night. Donna was there. The boys were there. I want to thank everyone at the Stanford Old Timers Association for me being the national honoree earlier this month. It was just an unbelievable evening at the Italian Center. Let's head out to Saddlebrook. It's Chris. It's the fan. What's going on, Chris?
Oh, it's good to hear you. It's more today. But getting back to the Rangers.
Yeah.
It's just absolutely abysmal just watching this team. 6 shutouts at home, almost 7 on the year. I mean, you're saddled with no movement clause, which advantage by JT Miller, Panarin. Panarin's going to turn into another Tavares because he could walk in July. And you know what? You're not going to get much for him unless you get enticed in the move. And you know what? Most, all these other free agents signed on other teams. So who are we left with? It's embarrassing.
No, I mean, Chris, it's bad. I mean, it's bad. And I mentioned earlier in the show, I put the blame squarely where it belongs. I mean, Drury. Here's the deal. Like, here's what you want to look at. Drury got the job because Gorton and Davidson were shown the door because Dolan was being told by others in the National Hockey League that you have enough talent to go out there and win a Stanley Cup. Have they? So Gorton and Davidson were fired. Drury was given the job or handed the job. And I understand that he was working within the organization, everything. Has he been able to close the deal? No. right? You've burned through coaches, whether it be Gallant, Laviolette. Now you're up to Sullivan. Now the team is regressed. From a talent perspective, the team has regressed. They've got a lot of the same player. You can be physical. You can go out there and start fights, and you could do everything that the Rangers have done here. They can't consistently go out there and score goals. They're not good enough. They don't have those kind of elite-level players. Now you want to say, well, play for the draft and pair guys off and go through. Well, you just gave Shesterkin a year and a half ago the biggest contract for a goaltender in the history of the National Hockey League. I mean, it's just, I mean, all the way around, I mean, it's just, yeah, it's a tough product to watch. Do I still go out there and watch it, Chris, on a day in, day out basis, night in, night out basis? Yeah. I go out there and watch, but it's frustrating to watch.
Man, we're diehard Ranger fans, but when does Dolan finally realize when he's going to have no playoff revenue for the second consecutive season? When does he realize he's losing money now? And then I'm going to get a letter in March when I re up my season tickets telling me he's going to raise my prices? For what? It's ridiculous. And then I just saw the morning skate. They got Hoffman on the fourth line. What are we doing?
Yeah, I mean I don't know. I mean, if you're going to go out there and develop players, I don't know if that's necessarily. And Chris, thanks a lot for the call. We've talked a lot of Ranger hockey over the years. But, yeah, I don't. Your guess is as good as mine as far as when Dolan's going to realize where it is. And this team is in the position, this organization is in the position because of the decisions and the leadership of Chris Drury. Make no mistake about that. Want to make sure that this show on The Fan is brought to you by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Cadillac is the official luxury vehicle of the New York Giants. See, Dove, I got it in right before the end of the show. You were concerned. You were nervous. We got it all in. Like a nice bow on a brilliant 4 hours of programming. Yeah, brilliant. Maybe it's a little bit strong.
It was very good.
It was very good. Thank you, Dove. I appreciate that. Dove's in my foxhole each and every day. That's why I love him. Listen, that puts we are done for the day. Connor Green across the way. Hoffman, heck of a job. Dove, love you. You know that. You guys on the phones, really appreciate you spending the last 4 hours with me. Great stuff, great content. Nick Costos for joining us earlier on this hour. Hope everyone out there has a wonderful, wonderful rest of your Thursday. Enjoy it. Keep it locked right here. Evan Roberts, Sean Marash, they come your way next right here. Where else? The Fan in New York.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.